Power outages continue into their second week for thousands in Nova Scotia after Hurricane Fiona tore through the region. As of early this morning, there were still over 5,200 active outages affecting nearly 22,000 Nova Scotia Power customers. The utility told our newsroom in an interview on Thursday that some outages were expected to persist into this week. In the area around Sydney, Nova Scotia Power said line crews were going street to street in certain neighborhoods yesterday to restore power. Locally, the town of Truro says an emergency shelter operated by the Canadian Red Cross will be available at the Truro Fire Hall as of 5 p.m. today. The shelter, accessed through the promenade entrance at the rear of the building, is for residents who continue to be without power or are unable to stay in their homes. A hot meal will be provided, and overnight accommodations for up to 50 people will be available. The Colchester Regional Emergency Coordination Center will be working with the Canadian military and other support services to help local municipalities with post-hurricane debris cleanup. The assistance is available to residents in the municipality of Colchester, Town of Truro, and Town of Stewiacke. If you need help with trees and vegetative debris limiting access or creating a potential hazard to your property, submit a request to the Colchester Emergency Coordination Center. They can be contacted at 902-896-4400 or by emailing fiona2022@colchester.ca. Requests will be handled in the order that they come in daily between 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Officials ask that you provide your name, address, phone number, and a brief description of the required assistance. Halifax police say a massive weekend street party involving thousands of people near Dalhousie University saw officers make several arrests. Halifax Regional Police say fireworks were set off in the crowd and a number of disturbances and fights occurred among many people who were intoxicated at the unsanctioned event. Police released no details about the number of arrests, but say dozens of summary offense tickets were issued. A similar disturbance at the same event last year saw police arrest 9 men and 1 woman for public intoxication and drew outrage from the university and local community. In sports, the Blue Jays finished off a sweep of the Boston Red Sox in their final regular season home series with a 6-3 win. Tampa Bay lost 3-1 to Houston, and Seattle dropped a 10-3 decision to Oakland. Toronto is closing in on clinching the top American League wildcard spot as they open a series in Baltimore tonight. In the NFL Sunday nighter, Patrick Mahomes threw for 249 yards and 3 touchdowns to lead Kansas City to a 41-31 victory over Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. From the CTV Weather Center, a frost advisory is in effect. Sunny today with a high of 14. Clear tonight and fog patches overnight with a low of 3, except 0 in low-lying areas and a bit of frost. A mix of sun and cloud tomorrow with a high of 17 and sun and cloud again on Wednesday with a high of 20.